Flying Solo by Jenny Whittaker.
Are there any in that cupboard, Nan?
I don't know, love.
Oh, I'll have to get a chair. Grandad would have been able to. Do you want more tea, Nan? I'll make another pot.
No, thanks, dear. I'm fine.
Have you eaten today? You should try and eat. That's what you've always said to me. Let's see what you've got. Pickle? Everyone has pickle, but no one eats it. It just sits there in the cupboard and goes green until you throw it out. Mustard? Ditto, but at least that goes with sausages.
I like pickle.
Have you got any cheese or ham?
I don't know, dear. Sorry.
Oh, Nan, I know this is a shock, especially as you found him, but we're all here for you. Well, when Mark and Fliss get here, we will be. And Mum and Dad are flying back in the morning, too. The whole family will be here for you. We can all help you with the arrangements and things around the house.
I know, dear.
I think Fliss is bringing the boys, too. They've grown loads since the spring.
Oh, good.
Shall I get that?
No, I'm okay. I'll go. Hello?
Oh, Nan! How are you?
I'm okay, really. Jenny's here. How are you, love?
Oh, good. We're all looking forward to seeing you, especially the boys. I just wish it was not such sad circumstances. I've got some more of that pickle you like. You know the one Marjorie drops round and thinks we like. You're welcome to keep it, if you like.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Anyway, I called to say we're stuck in traffic. The car is like an oven, as we're only doing about 10 miles an hour, and the boys are getting grumpy, and we're still not at the bridge.
Don't worry, dear. Get here when you can, okay?
Max, leave them alone. You've got your own puzzle. Sorry, Nan. We'll be with you soon, okay?
Okay, don't worry, dear. Drive carefully, slowly and carefully.
Oh, Nan, that's just what Grandad would have
said. Yes, I thought I'd say it this time.
Oh, Nan, you're being so brave.
Oh, I'm okay, dear.
Okay, well, we'll be there as soon as we can, Nan.
Yes, okay, dear. Bye.
Bye, Nan.
Was that Fliss?
Yes, they're stuck on the motorway the other side of the bridge, so they're going to be a bit later than planned.
No change there, then. She'd be late for her own funeral.
Oh, don't worry, dear. It's fine. We've got to talk about it sometime.
Sorry, Nan. I meant Fliss seems to be in her own time zone sometimes. But I suppose it can't be easy running around after those two boys. Look, are you hungry? I might just pop to the shop on the corner and get us some ham or something to put in a sandwich.
I'm not really hungry, thanks. I had some casserole which Claire made. She's been great. She came round straight away.
So that's what I can smell. Look, I'll just nip out a sec. Shall I get Claire to pop over and sit with you for a minute?
No, don't be silly, dear. I'll be fine, thanks.
If you're sure.
Yes, I'll be fine. Got to get used to being on my own now, you know.
Oh, I know, Nan. But you'll be fine, really you will. You'll cope really well, I'm sure. I'm not far away if you need some help, and we'll all come and invade you whenever you like.
Oh, that's good to know, dear.
Okay, so ham, cheese, anything else you need? Oh, milk for when the hordes arrive. Anything else?
No, nothing.
Okay, see you in a sec.
Hello?
Hi, Nan. It's me, Mark. How are you?
I'm fine, dear.
Oh, good. Well, I've landed and I'm catching the train in about 4 minutes. So I should be with you in about an hour.
Okay, dear.
Is there anything you want me to pick up en route? Food, bread, milk?
No, thanks. I think Jenny's getting some things in.
Okay, then. You seem fairly calm, Nan.
Yes, I'm okay, dear. Had a bit of a shock, but I'm okay. These things are to be expected at our age.
I know, Nan, but you're not on your own, you know.
I know, dear.
How's Harry taking it? Expect he's a bit confused because there's no one to take him for his walkies now. I bet he misses Grandad as much as you.
I expect so, dear.
Those two were always disappearing up the park, weren't they? I'll take Harry out for a walk later if you like, save you the trouble.
Oh, I don't mind. I want
It's the least I can do. I don't come over very often. I just wish I'd managed to get over last month as planned.
No, I understand, dear. You've had a lot on recently. It's nice that you're coming to see us now. I mean me.
But if I had come just last month, I would have seen...
No, dear. Your granddad understood your workload. Jumping on a plane is not as easy as getting in a car, is it? It's all right, dear. You said your goodbyes to him in the spring.
Okay, I suppose. Well, I'll walk Harry up the park later. Perhaps the boys would like to come too. Is Fliss there yet?
No, she's stuck in traffic.
Okay, well, I'll see you soon. My train's here now. Take care, Nan. See you very soon.
Now, where did I leave that list? Better start calling them, I suppose. Get this over with. No, I'm fine. I'll be okay. No, he's at peace now. And so am I. I wonder which one it is this time. Hello?
Hello there. Is that Mrs. Watts?
Yes, speaking.
Hello, Mrs. Watts. I'm calling from Home Trees Energy Company, and I was wondering if you would be interested in having Home Trees Energy assess your utility use and maybe move to our Energy Watch plan, which could save you 66% on your current bill. Who is your current gas supplier, Mrs. Watts?
What do you mean?
Well, Mrs. Watts, if after the consultation you do decide to change your energy supply to Home Trees Energy, we are guaranteed to save you money compared to your current supplier for the first 6 months. Who currently supplies your home energy, Mrs. Watts?
Powerlink, I think.
Well, I've now got their rates up on my screen in front of me, and I'm pleased to say we can offer you a deal with us, which could save you around £50 a year, based on a saving of 50 pence off each unit of gas, if you take our electricity supply too.
Oh.
And, in addition to great savings, if you sign up with us today, we can enter you into our draw to win a champagne balloon flight for two.
What's a champagne balloon?
No, it's just a balloon flight and they give you champagne while you float along in the balloon.
Oh, I see.
Can I ask you a few questions about your energy consumption, Mrs. Watts? It won't take a second and I can give you an instant quote on your future bills with us.
Okay, then.
Do you live alone, Mrs. Watts?
No. My husband...
So it's just you and your husband? Just the two of you?
And Harry.
Is Harry your son?
No, he's the dog.
Actually, Mrs. Watts, we don't include dogs in our survey.
But he's part of my family.
Yes, but he's not your immediate family. Anyway, he doesn't use any energy, does he?
He uses the gas fire.
I'm sorry?
He likes to have the gas fire on when it's cold. He whines when he wants it switched on, you see.
No, I understand, but Harry actually doesn't use any gas or electricity himself, does he? He doesn't actually switch the fire on, does he?
No!
Right, so it's just you and your husband then. Can you tell me if you have or use any of the following? Washing machine, tumble dryer, dishwasher?
Yes.
Yes to what, Mrs. Watts?
Yes to all of them.
Do you have a gas hob or gas oven?
Yes to all. We've got lots of gas things.
Okay. How many habitable rooms do you have in your house?
All my rooms are habitable.
No, what it means is how many rooms do you use and heat?
All of them.
No, Mrs. Watts, I can't actually see your house, so you'll need to tell me how many rooms there are.
Oh, right, sorry, five. No, six. This is a good game, isn't it? Bit like Who Wants a Million?
Almost.
You do ask a lot of questions, but they're good questions, interesting questions. Not just how am I doing and then not really listening to the answer. Can I ask you some questions later?
If you like. I just need to fill this last bit in. Do you own the property?
Yes, we bought it in 1950, a few years after we were married. Too big for us then, and too big for us, well, me, now.
Right, tick that one off.
Grew into it, we did. Opening up each room only when we'd bought some furniture to put in it. Then as the kids left, we grew out of it again, all in 50 years. Strange, that.
Right. By my calculations, I make it a saving of at least £50. That should buy a few more dog biscuits for... What's his name again?
He's dead, you know.
Your dog's dead?
No, he's not a dog. Harry's asleep on my old pair of gardening trousers. I expect he wants a walk. I can do that now, you know.
Expect Harry will be pleased with those extra biscuits, won't he? So, shall I put in a request with your current supplier for us to take over your gas and electricity supply then, Mrs. Watts? Or perhaps you'd like to discuss it with your husband first.
My husband?
Yes, I can give you a call back in a couple of hours, and you can let me know if you'd like to go ahead and save that £50 with us. Will your husband be gone long? Do you know when he'll be back, Mrs. Watts?
I think he'll be a while, but I can deal with this on my own. I'll try and get in touch with him and see what he thinks, but I'm not sure he'll really care. Oh, no!
What's wrong, Mrs. Watts? Are you all right?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
What have you done?
It's all right, dear. He's just fallen over.
Who?
My husband.
Oh, no. Is he all right? Do you want to go and help him?
No, he'll be all right. He doesn't want my help, I'm sure.
Oh, okay. Are you okay, Mrs. Watts? Is there someone with you who can help you?
Yes, Jenny, my granddaughter, is here. She can help.
Okay, then. Shall I give you a call tomorrow, then?
No, today is fine. Later on.
Okay. About 5 o'clock, then. Is that okay?
Yes, that's great. We'll have a talk about it and let you know. What was your name?
Max.
My great-grandson's called Max. Well, one of them is.
Oh, right.
George said it reminded him of Max Bygraves. He had a great voice, did Max. Bygraves, not my great-grandson. Although little Max does have a good voice for a five-year-old. I saw Max Bygraves at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool in 1937. Oh, and the really funny thing was that I was in row 19, seat M.
What?
M for Max and my age, 19. Now that's a coincidence.
Are you a Bygraves fan then?
Oh, yes. Don't really like the stuff he does now. It's all for the old dears. I'm not one of those, you know.
You don't sound old, Mrs. Watts.
I'm 90 in June.
Wow, you don't sound it, Mrs. Watts.
Do you call everyone?
Not everyone. I couldn't do that. I only work evenings and the weekends, so I can't call everyone. I only do this in between lectures.
Do you lecture people?
No, I'm studying at Leeds Met. This is just a part-time job. I'm a student.
Oh, what are you studying?
I'm reading psychology and anthropology.
That's a lot of ologies. What do they mean?
Anthropology is the study of the way people live and develop, and psychology is how people think.
Gosh, I just studied English and then went to secretarial college, and then on to the dizzy heights of the secretarial world. I worked for Abbott and Hooke Solicitors in the High Street for 40 years.
40 years? Wow. A lot changes in 40 years.
It certainly does. And I can still swear to this day that Mr. Abbott once looked up my skirt when I was on a stool reaching up to the top shelf for the Anderson case files. I think he kept them there on purpose. And another thing, people don't eat pickle anymore.
What?
Pickle. People don't like it. Perhaps I should have read physiology. I would know why people don't eat pickle, wouldn't I? And maybe what Mr. Abbott was thinking too, saucy devil.
Maybe. Look, I'd better go. I've got other calls to make.
Oh, OK then. Nice talking to you. Speak to you at 5 o'clock then.
OK, Mrs. Watts.
Oh, Max, can I ask you something?
Yes, what?
Do you really know what people are thinking?
Sometimes. It's all to do with body language, tone of voice. If they look you in the eye when they speak and how their voice changes pitch too.
Oh, what do you think about me?
I don't think you miss your husband at all.
They only had cheddar, not very exciting. Frank and I had camembert when we were in France in the spring. It stinks, but tastes great. I've got soft cheese too for the boys. Any calls?
No, nothing much.
Oh, okay. Well, I had one from Fliss. The accident's worse than they thought, so they've come off the motorway. They're at a country pub near Hockley. Let the boys run around and wait for the traffic to ease. Shall I make us a sandwich?
Okay, if you like. Where should I put this?
What is it, Nan? Oh no, it's broken. Oh, was this the one next to the bed? Oh no, Grandad always looked so military in that photo, stood to attention. Oh no, Nan, I'm sure we can get a new frame for it.
Yes, I suppose so, dear. Shall I put it in here?
Yes, I'll put the bin out in a minute for you and put a new bag in. Where are they?
Oh yes, throw it out. Start with a fresh one. Good idea.
Nan, you know you can let it all go, don't you? We're all here for you. Grandad wouldn't like you to bottle it up inside.
I know, dear. I'm okay.
You've always been so strong for us, especially after all that messy business with me and Malcolm. But there's nothing wrong with having a little cry. We've all done it.
I know, dear. Come here. I'm still a bit shocked, dear.
I know, Nan. But we're all here if you want a shoulder. We've got six between us.
I know. When I'm ready, dear.
Good. Just let us know, Nan. Do you want pickle or mayo in your sandwich?
Definitely pickle, please.
Did I tell you Fiona from school got married?
No. When?
Last weekend. She's been with Frank for ages. Since college, I think.
Yes.
They're one of those couples who are just great together, you know. They probably reached their 50th wedding anniversary, just like you and...
It's okay, dear. Let's hope they do, eh? Everyone deserves to be happy in the end, don't they?
I remember Auntie Marge at your 50th do. Don't think I've seen anyone put away so many G&Ts. I should be so lucky now just makes me think of Auntie Marge.
Oh, yes, I remember. Your father had to escort her up to her room at the end of the night.
Really? Strange what your brain holds on to, isn't it? Can't remember my shopping list, but I can remember Auntie Marge on the dance floor over 15 years ago.
Yes, physiology is a strange thing.
Felicity's what? There you go. Have something to eat, Nan. You'll feel better.
Flight was fine, thanks. A few screaming kids, but nothing an MP3 player and Pink Floyd couldn't drown out.
It's good to see you.
You too, Jen. How's Nan doing?
Remarkable under the circumstances, but perhaps bordering on cheerful. But I think she's still in shock, just putting on a brave face for us. I wish she'd just let it go.
Oh, come on, Jen. I'm sure she's just feeling better by us all being here for her.
Yes, I know. I just want her to open up, let it out.
We all deal with these things in different ways, Jen. This is just her way of dealing with it. We've just got to be there for her when her defences weaken and she's ready for a good cry.
Are you hungry? Do you want a sandwich?
Oh, yes, I will, actually. All I've had is some limp lettuce soggy bread type thing which was advertised as a sandwich from the station.
Is that another one I can hear? Hello, love.
Hey, Nan. Great to see you. How are you doing?
I'm okay, darling. Just muddling along.
So sorry to hear about Grandad, Nan, but we're all here for you when you need us. I'm sure Fliss won't be long too.
I know, dear. Have some food.
Oh, is that soft cheese? Oh, I'll have that, please. Not had that in years.
You always were a big kid. Mayo or pickle with it?
Definitely mayo, please.
Do you think he's really dead?
Oh, Nan, of course he is. You were the one who found him, remember?
Yes, I know, but his spirit, I mean. Do you think it's still floating around the house?
Well, I don't know. Could be. He's lived here a while. You both lived here for years. I'm not sure the stubborn old chap would let something like this move him out of his house. I'm sure when you want to speak to him, he'll be listening. He's still here if you want him to be, Nan.
Oh.
In fact, I'm sure he's still here. Do you two remember the trouble we had getting him out of that old chair of his? Even after we bought him that new leather one? Do you remember?
Yes, he wouldn't part with it, would he? Said it was part of the furniture.
Yeah, funny bloke, wasn't he, Grandad? Very literal.
He's probably gone to look for his chair.
Reunited with his old chair on some cloud, watching the football and shouting at the ref.
And at me. Oh, Claire says that she asks her Albert where she's put things when she can't find them. All she has to do is ask him, and then she usually comes across whatever she's lost a few hours later.
That sounds a bit nuts to me. But if that's how she wants to remember Albert, then each to his own.
She lost her bus pass the other afternoon. We hunted high and low for it, then gave up in the end, and we asked Albert. Sure enough, she went to get the mugs out for the tea, and there it was, tucked down the side.
Well, that is a bit of a silly place to put it, if you ask me.
She said a young man came round from the gas or electricity company or something that morning, and she'd hidden it before she opened the front door to him.
Yes, I think she is nuts.
She really misses Albert. They're still a couple as far as she's concerned. To her, Albert just lives somewhere else. Do you think I'll be on my own now?
Oh, Nan, of course not. If you want to still have a chat with Grandad every now and again, then you can.
Especially when you can't find something.
Yes, I'm sure Grandad would help you out and be here for you. You've also still got us. We're not going anywhere soon. You won't be on your own, don't worry. Grandad's still watching over you.
That's what I thought. Oh, excuse me, my dears. I'll take that in the other room.
That Claire's nuts to even let any of those gas and electric people into the house. I just hang up before they start out on their sales spiel.
Is she still on the phone in there?
I guess so. Do you want more tea?
No, thanks. I've had three already. It doesn't really refresh you in this weather, does it?
No. Nice cold beer wouldn't go amiss, though.
You can't start drinking now. It's too early.
Six isn't early.
Do you stick to that when you're away on business too, when all the clients are there drinking?
That's different. Drinking goes with the job. Some of the best business deals are made in the bar.
Pete says that. I think it's just an excuse to drink with all the young secretaries.
Well, it's not. It's just important to maintain my profile, that's all. It gets me more work.
Cobblers! It's just men drinking and ogling.
No, it's not. Oh, Harry, what would we do without these women moaning at us, eh?
You'd be very disorganised for a start. Nan and Grandad were a great team. I just wonder how Nan will cope on her own.
Well, she's not quite on her own, is she? She's got old Harry to look after, hasn't she, boy? But I know what you mean, Jen.
Hello? Anybody home?
In here, Fliss.
Hello, you two.
Mwah. Mwah. You made it in the end, then?
Yes. Nightmare traffic. Gary, I think you've met everyone except Mark.
Hello there.
Hello there, Mark. Sorry to hear about your granddad.
Well, it comes to us all, doesn't it, eventually?
How are you, Mark?
So-so.
Where's Nan? I was thinking about her on the way here. This is just so awful for her, isn't it? Nan must just be so lost without him.
Oh, come on, Fliss. Nan's actually coping okay with it all. It's us who seem to be the tearful ones.
Oh, thanks, Jen. Where is she?
On the phone to a friend, I think, in the bedroom. Talking about Grandad, I think it was. Do you want a tissue?
Oh, no, thanks. I think I've got one somewhere. And how is she doing, generally?
Like Jenny said, she's okay, although we need to be ready when she cracks and lets it all out.
We'll all be here for her when she does. My pockets are full of sweet wrappers and used tissues. Where's Nan's bin?
Over by the sink, Fliss.
Thanks.
So, Fliss, where are the boys?
I think they've gone to the garden with Harry. The boys have been cooped up in the car for the last 6 hours. Need to let off some steam.
You didn't have to come all that way, you know, Fliss. Jenny and I could have looked after Nan.
I know. But there is nowhere else I wanted to be but here for Nan. This house feels so strange without Grandad, doesn't it? It's like he's just popped out with Harry for a walk or something. Like he'll just walk back through the door at any moment.
Oh, come here, Fliss.
It's just his car was on the driveway when we pulled into the road. It was so clean. No doubt he spent hours last Saturday washing and polishing it. He left the leather he uses to dry the paintwork draped over the gnome next to the driveway. The leather had gone hard and taken the shape of the gnome. It's just the simplest things like that, which...
Oh, Fliss.
It's so silly. Things like that, you just don't want to move them, do you? It kind of preserves him here, doesn't it?
We were talking earlier about Grandad still being here and walking through that door any minute. The shock he'd get if he saw the three of us standing here all together.
Be a bigger shock for us lot, though, I think.
Yes, good point. Can I get anyone a cup of tea or something a bit cooler, perhaps? Fliss, shall I get the boys some squash? And do you want a sandwich?
We've only got pickle and cheese, I'm afraid. Mayo's all gone.
Just cheese is fine for us, thanks. The boys love that soft cheese, if you've got any. They'll eat most things, except pickle. Tissues in these sorts of situations are just useless, aren't they? They just fall apart, don't they?
I'll have tea too, but only as you're making it. Gary, do you want a tea or a beer?
Oh, tea is fine. Cheers. If you'd make a couple of squashes for the boys, I'll take them out to them.
OK. Fliss, do you want tea? Fliss?
Oh, what's up, Flissy?
The photo. It's broken.
Oh, I know. Nan knocked it off the bedside table earlier while she was on the phone. We can get a new frame.
No. It was such a great photo.
Isn't that the one of them on their 40th anniversary?
Yes, that's the one. Grandad stood up straight like he's on sentry duty. Ever the military man. He really towers over Nan, doesn't he?
It really sums them up, that photo, doesn't it? The brave soldier and his gentle soulmate by his side.
Don't worry, Fliss, we can get a new frame.
No, it's the photo.
The 40th anniversary one?
Yes, that's the one, the photo. It's here. In the bin.
No, the frame's in the bin. It smashed when it fell.
No, the photo. It's here in the bin. In pieces.
What?
What's it doing there?
Maybe it just got damaged when the glass broke.
No, the photo was scratched, but not... It's ripped.
Do you think Nan knows it's here?
Okay. Well, I'll send out those forms and leaflets in the post then, okay?
That's great. You are kind. Can I ask you a question, though?
Sure. What is it?
When you come and change the pipes, could you let me know? Because the funeral can be on a different day. It's just people will need to park.
I know. We don't need to change any pipes. No digging needed. We just flick a switch.
Flick a switch? Oh, that's clever. So you're not going to change the pipes then? You'll use my old ones?
Oh, yes.
Will they mind?
I shouldn't think so.
So is your gas a different colour then? Not quite as blue? So I'll know when you've changed it?
No, it's all the same colour and smell.
Is it? How's that?
I don't know. It's still gas and electric. It's just cheaper.
Oh, OK. I just expected it would change, that's all. I don't know much, do I?
No, it's OK. It's strange, I agree. So did you splash out on more biscuits for Harry, was it?
He's going to get a new bag of tennis balls, I think. He's eaten all the others. There are green pieces of felt all over the garden. He chews them, you see, and then he can't understand why they don't bounce any longer. Silly dog. I'm going to be the one doing the walking now.
Yep.
Do you know, I've always wanted to do that.
What, walk a dog?
Yes. I have never walked my own dog. I've never been on a dog walk. George always used to take him. I asked if I could come once, but George said no. He said it was just something he did.
You cook the dinner, I walk the dog. If I could choose between the two, I'd have chosen walking the dog. But I didn't get a choice, did I?
Now you get the chance, then.
Yes, but I would have liked to have gone together. You know, both of us together, side by side.
I know what you mean. It's just like he's popped out for a second, walking Harry round the bottom fields.
Yeah, he'll walk through the door in a few minutes and say, "What are you all doing here? Haven't you all got homes of your own to go to?"
Yeah. I'm sure Harry will enjoy it with us, though.
What? Are you taking Harry?
Well, I thought if Nan was on her own now, she won't like the idea of going out and walking a dog twice a day.
I suppose, but we should ask her, don't you think?
I agree, she might be okay, but I'm not sure she'll cope on her own with a dog to look after. We can ask her, but I think we should suggest that you take him, Fliss. He'd love your farm.
Okay, I think Harry is the least of our worries, though. I'm not sure how she'll cope running the house without Grandad.
Grandad did everything, didn't he? He even built this kitchen, do you remember, Fliss? You and I played with that huge red toolbox he had. He went mad when we saw we'd emptied everything out over the floor.
Oh, yeah!
It must have taken him twice as long to fit those cupboards because of us.
I remember that, yes. He was good at making things, wasn't he, Grandad?
Where are Grandad's tools? In the shed? Do you think Nan would know what to do with any of them? I mean, Jenny, you can always pop over to help out with any DIY, can't you?
Oh, yes. Although I can only do the basics, light bulbs, nails and walls, etc. But I can try.
Perhaps you could get a handyman?
Maybe.
I just can't see her staying here on her own, coping with everything. This house is too much for her now.
We don't know that yet. She hasn't really talked about the house, has she? And what she's going to do now. I think she's still in shock.
Well, they say the grieving process is different for everyone, don't they? We'll just have to wait and see how she is in a few days.
We can broach the subjects of Harry and her moving at a later date. Let's just be here for her now.
I just can't imagine it, can you? Having lived with someone for over 50 years and then just like that, they're gone. Her world must have just fallen apart.
He always did the bills too. I can't say I'll enjoy doing them now. It is a worry, but now I've got the chance to at least have a go.
I've saved you £50 already.
Yes, you are kind. I'm sure I can do these things. It's just that I've never been allowed to before. I had to beg him for money for shopping or even a birthday card for one of his own grandchildren. He'd always complain. "We've had kids, we don't have to pay for our grandchildren too," he used to say.
Strange how, when someone is suddenly gone, that's when you want them the most. Reverse psychology, they call that.
Not for me. I'm fine. Really, I am. And that's not just the superficial, "I'm fine" when you ask your neighbour as they pass you in the street and you don't really want to hear the reply. I really am fine. I can see what Jenny means about the pickle now. He's a bit like pickle in a way.
Sorry, I don't understand. How is that?
Thick chunk pickle. It's always there, isn't it? In the cupboard, festering and going green. You buy it because it looks useful. Always there if you ever need it. Then it turns sour and gets thrown in the bin. And that's it. It's gone. And you realise you don't need it at all. And to be honest, you didn't really like it in the first place.
Right.
I do like pickle, though. But I think it's just the having it in the cupboard bit that I like. It actually spoils a good cheese sandwich. Just having it in the cupboards is comforting.
Do you think you'll miss it?
No, I don't think so. I've got my life back now.
I try to apply myself and teach my heart how to sing. I'll go my way by myself like a bird on the wing.
In Flying Solo by Jenny Whittaker, you heard Andrea Sadler as June, Philippa Gearing as Jenny. Max was played by Mark Nicholson. Siobhan Daly was Fliss. Andy Metcalf was Mark. And Gary was played by Leighton Narby. The studio manager was Michael Spitzer. And the play was produced by Elisha Sessions.
Yes, I'm by myself.